and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. My guest for today is Samuel Dyke, manager of strategic initiatives at Rice Management Company, the owner and operator of the ION and the Rising ION Innovation District. Sam joins the show today to share a bit about the ION's origin story and how it fit with Rice University and RMC's missions, as well as what Houstonians can expect from the development of the district from startups and technology to restaurants and the arts. Sam, thanks so much for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'm really excited to talk to you about Rice Management Company. It's been a while since I've heard from RMC, and I think a lot of people don't know how big a role the company plays in the Houston innovation ecosystem. So I'm going to let you go ahead and explain Rice Management Company and, you know, what y'all do.
Well, again, thank you, Natalie, for having me on today to talk a little bit about the Rice Management Company and the ION. Rice Management Company is actually a division of Rice University. We're chiefly responsible for stewarding the university's endowment and generating returns to support the academic mission of the university. Part of that, those returns go to support student scholarships and student success, as well as many of the other academic programs. One of the investments that we've made, the university kind of sees a dual kind of purpose behind the investing. One is obviously to generate returns to support the academic mission, but also to be a valuable partner in the city of Houston's ecosystem and pushing Houston as a global 21st century city.
Yeah, so for you in particular, what do you focus on RMC and how does that play into the ION and the Innovation District?
It's a good question. So I sit with the real estate team. Real estate, direct real estate assets are a big part of what we do here at Rice Management Company. One of the direct real estate assets that we have is the ION District. That district is anchored by the ION, which I think you all are familiar with. And so my role specifically has been to is the external facing part of our investment, really about building partnerships with community and civic leaders to ensure that this building and the programs that happen in this building reach a broader audience.
Yeah, I wonder if we could actually travel back in time a few years and talk a little bit about where did the idea originally come from for the ION? And I know you said, you know, seize this opportunity. What was the opportunity y'all saw back then?
Well, I think there were a lot of folks several years ago that were very interested in where Houston stood as a city, looking into the 21st century and looking at innovation in general that was happening around the country. At that time, there was a lot of discussion around corporate expansions around some big tech companies. And Houston was really trying to think about how it can compete best in that sphere. During those course of those conversations, many of our city leaders, including our university president, discussed the opportunity that we had with this site here in Midtown to use it as a innovation hub to position the city of Houston as a leader in tech and innovation in this region and in its position in a global city in the 21st century.
I wonder how much of those early days, those ideas and those goals, how did they change over time with, you know, the actual execution of building the building and then filling it with, you know, all the stuff that's in there now?
So one of the goals has always been that we wanted to create the ION was always going to be the anchor of a much larger innovation district and also the innovation district sitting in what the city was defining at the time as the innovation corridor. Our goals really haven't changed much in the sense that we still are positioned to be bring together academic partners, startups and corporate partners all to a space to help create new products and services that are going to help businesses here in Houston in the future. We also wanted to create a place that was timeless and welcoming. We wanted this place to appeal to Houston's diversity. So all of those goals haven't changed. And we also wanted a place, failed to mention, that was a unique place in terms of its sense of place here in Houston. The Ion District is in a really strategic location between Houston's kind of two major employment centers downtown and the Texas Medical Center. So we wanted to make sure that this was a place that all Houstonians could come together and find their place in Houston's economic engine.
Yeah, I think it's hard to talk about the Ion without talking about the building itself, which was a major, you know, renovation project. I remember the groundbreaking, and I was like, I could not see it. I was like, what? This is just like bare bones after it was gutted. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is going to be what these like renderings are showing. But it really, you know, it became that. So why was it so important to keep that, you know, the facade of the building, the historic Sears building, like, you know, what was the thought process of keeping that, that original building so intact?
Well, you know, in some ways, innovation is not necessarily about creating something completely new. It's oftentimes building upon things that exist and making them better. And I think that's what we've done with the building itself, is that we took something that had really strong bones and a strong identity here in Houston, with a lot of folks who had an affinity for shopping at the old Sears, an affinity for going there as a child or as an adult, maybe. And we took that and we did something that is often atypical here in Houston, and said, no, we're going to preserve this building and repurpose it for something that will benefit all Houstonians in the future. Not an easy logistical or financial decision to make, but we believe it was the best decision for Houston and for the project.
Well, while we're talking about the project and the building process, I know, like a lot of building projects over the past few years, you saw some challenges from the pandemic. So how do you see the challenges of the pandemic posed for developing the Ion and the Innovation District as a whole? And maybe were there opportunities in there as well, you know, that y'all saw and were able to take?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there are challenges whenever you're not in person, you move towards a virtual world. You know, one of the two things about this project that I mentioned earlier, one about connecting people, and two about creating a sense of place, have to do with people actually being in person. So those were some immediate challenges with the project, is not being able to do things in person, including having people take up their spaces immediately and to do on-site programming. We started doing that last year, methodically, and then and more deliberately earlier this year. And then in terms of normal kind of supply chain challenges, we had very similar challenges that other folks are facing in the development world with challenges in the supply chain that created a bit of complications for the construction realm. But we did finish last year on time, on a target. And so we were excited that we were able to open up the building and to have some targeted programming and then some more deliberate programming at the beginning of this year.
So I know because of the pandemic and because of, you know, launching some things online first, I feel like there was never this, you know, official like grand opening party for Houston until earlier, I guess this month or was it last month already, the Ion Activation Festival. So I want to talk about the goals for that, you know, week of programming taking place, activating the Ion, Greentown Labs, that whole area. What were the goals of you know, that week?
First of all, you're absolutely right. You know, it was, you know, we would have loved to do a grand opening last year. The pandemic did present some challenges with that. However, you know, I everything ended up working out the way that it should, and it should have. And the Activation Festival was a great event that was an opportunity to showcase everything that the Ion District will be for Houston in terms of being an aggregator of talent, a bridge builder to a bunch of different groups, both for-profit and nonprofit groups, to connect to Houston's future. Opportunities to see what collaboration looks like across the spectrum when you're if you're talking about energy transition or materials, material science or the future of healthcare. It was a great snapshot into Houston's future. And so, you know, I'd say the goals of Activation Festival were similar to what our district goals were, is to give folks a snapshot of what this innovation district can mean for Houston, what active collaboration across different types of groups, different types of organizations can look like, and how that helps us bridge Houston's economic engine towards its future positioning.
Yeah, I think I saw it, and I'm sure this was the point, but it's, you know, there's the people who work out of the ION or who attend, you know, innovation focused events there and are maybe already tapped into the community, whereas the festival was like that chance to have like essentially an open house to really invite the greater Houston community, not just you know, startup founders and investors that already know what's going on in the ION, but for people who maybe miss that and feel like they are not super tapped into what's going on at the ION, how can they, what would your recommendation be to learn more about either, you know, officing out of the ION or attending events? Like, where should their starting point be?
That's a great question. And I'd say the ION district itself has opportunities for a broad spectrum of people. You may have individuals that are interested in tech, and obviously there's space and room for them. But we believe innovation is a much broader term than just tech. Innovation is seen in the culinary arts. We have a great lineup of restaurants that will be throughout the district. And we also believe there's innovation in the arts. We have an active arts program that we have launched here in the district to showcase some of our local community artists. And then we have just spaces for individuals to come and learn about ways to upskill, learn about ways to support their existing business opportunities, some of which may be tech-based or some which may be tech-enabled. So we invite folks to come, and we have a lot of different types of events. One of those is every Friday. It's called Cup of Joey. As an opportunity to just come out and network. And it's a really cool event where hundreds of people come every single Friday, loaded up on caffeine and just networking. Some folks are in tech, some folks are not in tech, but a lot of folks make connections that they believe are really helpful to either their career or their business. What we've done with that event actually is to follow those up with office hours for folks that are actually interested in getting plugged into the different services that the ION may have to offer, whether it's an accelerator program or mentorship or opportunities to lease space for their business. Those are a number of different opportunities. Or if you just want to hang out and work at the ION for the day, we also invite you to do that every Wednesday. Working Wednesdays. The restaurants are going to be, a lot more of the restaurants are going to be open soon. We have two that are open, Stuffed Wings and Common Bond. We invite folks to come out and have a nice bite to eat and really celebrate the wide spectrum of talent that we have here in Houston in the culinary arts scene. In the future, we will also add additional arts beyond just visual arts. We'll add performing arts in the future. And so there'll be a lot more reasons for folks to come to the district, even beyond the number of opportunities that we have today.
Yeah, that's such a great reminder. I feel like if people want to go and check out the ION, they haven't before, those Friday morning Cup of Joey's and the Working Wednesdays are great opportunities just to like show up and not have to, you know, worry about what event will work for them if they just want to take a peek inside. I personally know people who have asked me if they can do that. I was like, yes, it's like, oh, it's open. You can just go.
Yes, you definitely go. I met some folks the other day in the building who just wanted to come in and they wanted to look around. And it's like, we welcome you to do that as well. You know, the building, The building's inspirational for a lot of folks. I mean, I did mention before how some people have an affinity to the building because of the fact that they shop there. And they want to see this repurposing of this, what they believe is a valuable asset to Houston's history. And seeing it have a new purpose and a new mission is inspiring for others. I mean, if you think about it from an individual standpoint, I mean, seeing a building go through a transformation, almost it's kind of also inspirational for you as an individual. It's like, you know, you can also do the same thing.
So what's going on at the ION these days? What sort of programs are housed out of the ION? You know, what companies are moving in both to the co-working space, but also to some of their own custom build outs? You know, give me some highlights from what's actually happening on a day-to-day in the ION building.
Great question. So I'll start with programming. I mean, we have programming that happens on weekly basis, quarterly basis, monthly basis. Great events like How to Start a Startup, which is a really cool event that helps people understand kind of the ins and outs of really starting your own business and then working towards preparing yourself for capital raises. There's another great event that happens monthly, which is called Perfecting Your Pitch. Another great event led by our partners from Deck Launch and Fresh Tech Solutions, which is really helping folks work on their pitch deck and present themselves in a way that they can achieve better results from their capital raises. We've got partners that do events here in the building and programs here in the building, both as part of our Accelerator Hub program and individual. Div Inc., one of our partners, actually just launched a sports tech accelerator that I think comes to an end this week. But there's those event. We have got the Plaza Tech panel that's coming up, which is really exciting, and it's going to feature some panelists that celebrate Houston's Hispanic culture and innovators. Innovators of all different backgrounds. We just had a wonderful Juneteenth celebration as well, celebrating Black innovators as well. And then most importantly, I should mention that we just completed our ION Smart Resilient Cities, Smart and Resilient Cities Accelerator, as well as the Aerospace Innovation Accelerator. They had their demo day last week, and I think last week was the 14th, and then they had it was followed up by pitch competition the following day. So that was exciting. Houston Startup Showcase starts up soon, which is another opportunity to for startups here in the building to kind of showcase their products and services and what they're offering. We've got training classes happening at the ION Prototyping Lab. We've got individuals that are utilizing the Investor Studio for pitches. There's a lot happening every single day. It's actually really exciting. In terms of the tenants, we're excited to see a lot of traction at on the co-working floor. That we're about 90% kind of filled up there. Exciting momentum from both startups, small businesses, and corporate partners who have taken up space recently. We're making progress on that front on additional levels of the building. Excited that some of our nonprofit partners also are doing some really cool events in our building as well. We've got another nonprofit partner that called Supergirl Shine Foundation, led by Ms. Loretta Williams-Grinnell, and she's connecting young women to opportunities in tech. She's been doing a fantastic job of building relationships with corporate and other nonprofits to make those connections and the schools as well. We're also excited to be launching our RFP to select workforce training providers to connect people to training opportunities that will ultimately lead to job opportunities in tech. And that RFP closes here in the end of this week. So a lot of programs happening, a lot of tenant momentum. And so we're just really excited about the next several months.
Yeah, absolutely. I that was a long list. So it's very true that there's just something happening daily, and more news to come out of everything. Very excited for those restaurants personally.
All Houston local based operators. That's kind of been a hallmark of the district so far. And really excited that folks visiting Houston or folks that are here in Houston are going to be able to partake of those concepts. They're really going to be great. Great ones.
I mean, it's crucial to the Houston identity, food is. So definitely yes. Got to have that. Okay, so I was wondering if, you know, we've talked about the ION, you've alluded to some things in the works with the district, but what specifically can people expect to see coming out of, you know, construction projects in that area? And then how are y'all working strategically with the city to develop that area?
That's a great question. The next real big thing that folks should be seeing on the horizon is the parking garage that we have that's currently under construction. That's going to be 1,500 spaces. It is not your typical parking garage. This is a garage that will also feature a vegetated facade, and it will have ground floor retail and gallery space. As well as some EV charging stations and then spaces to kind of feature some displays display opportunities for future tech. So excited about that. It's going to be a nice addition to the district. One of the reasons why we are building a district garage is because we want to enhance the public realm on the other parcels that will ultimately get developed. So taking parking and putting it in one place will help to kind of enhance that public realm. And so folks will have a better experience in that streetscape.
Yeah, it's incredible how quickly like attendance for some of these bigger events, like I remember going early days and I was like, oh yeah, parking's not going to be a problem. And then you host the Activation Festival. I was like, parking is already a problem. People are here and showing up and they got
this is Houston.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm excited to see that garage. And then, you know, down the road, if you could, any specifics you can provide on what you're looking for in, you know, either retail partners or potential companies to, you know, office out of the ION or the rising, you know, other buildings in that area. I know it's definitely been like a group effort with alongside the city. But I guess what should people who are interested in getting involved know? And what else are y'all looking for in targeting tenants and other things?
Let me just say this, because you mentioned it earlier before. The city of Houston's been a wonderful partner. The mayor has been a supporter of the ION district and the ION itself throughout its development. I think with the recognition that innovation hubs like the ION and the ION district are going to be a tremendous step for Houston to take. An investment for Houston to take to take itself to the next level. A lot of our industries are evolving. Our core industries, if you think about healthcare, has been evolving through the pandemic as clients are utilizing services in different ways. You think about logistics and supply chain, the Port of Houston and Houston Airport System, all of those. The whole logistics supply chain is evolving and to meet consumer demand. And then if you think about energy itself, you know, we're not just an oil and gas town. Oil and gas is a very important and for a long time will be very important to Houston. But there are a number of companies that have made significant investments in the energy transition. And so all of our major core industries are kind of evolving. And so we're preparing ourselves to help facilitate that and again, to position Houston as the global leader in the 21st century. The next phases of development are going to feature, we're looking right now for a development partner for those next phases of development. And so we're excited and hope to do that over the next several months. Midtown Redevelopment Authority has also been a great partner for us, looking at how to support that public infrastructure development, create that, again, that quality public space that we want to create in this district. As we look forward to the future of future tenants, I believe it will be tenants that are in a broad spectrum of industries. A lot of companies who did not believe before that they were tech companies are quickly acknowledging that they're tech companies because in some way or some fashion, they are tech enabled and increasingly relying on innovations that are tech enabled. So we're excited. We see a lot of interest already in what their next phase will phases will be. We do know for sure that one of the tenants that we did announce last fall that we're excited to welcome to the district will be a Theater Under the Stars, who's bringing their River School and the Humphrey School to the district, as well as their administrative offices and a Black Box a Studio Theater to the district. So we're excited to welcome them to the district. We already have great partners in Greentown Labs, who is a big player here in the energy transition and climate tech innovation space. So we're excited to have these early partners in the district and look forward to welcoming additional partners.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement and momentum. And I so very much wish I could just like jump ahead 2 years and take a peek at like everything that's being built in this. I'm impatient like that, but no, but it is
great. Models don't help.
I know, right? Well, I thank you so much for joining me today. This was really exciting to get a peek inside, you know, how the two entities, the ION and RMC, work together to really deliver these, what are just early days of the Innovation District, right?
Yes, absolutely. And Ellie, you did mention the ION. I want to point out that we have a dedicated group of individuals that work at the ION that help to curate a lot of this wonderful quality programming. It's led by Executive Director Jan Odegaard. His team has done an incredible job through the pandemic and to this day. As we've had an intensive amount of in-person programming and an intensive amount of demand for utilizing space at the ION as well. They've done a great job of navigating that and helping to curate that wonderful experience. So we invite individuals to visit and to partake in all of the programming and activities that the ION has to offer. There is something for everyone, I assure you. Whether you're just there to get a bite to eat or you're there to listen to something that may help connect you to a future job opportunity or to a future business opportunity, or you're just there to just hang out for the day, there's something there for you. And there's always someone there to welcome you. It's an exciting venture, exciting partnerships. It is a building that is based on partnerships. Our corporate sponsors, founding partners have been fantastic in supporting a lot of that programming that you see at the ION. You can't do that without wonderful partners. So they should be celebrated as well.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for that. And always got to shout out Jan and his team because they do great work. But yeah, thank you again for your time and for your insight. It was really exciting. And I hope together we motivated some people to check out the ION who haven't been there yet. So thanks again for your time, Sam.
Thank you so much, Natalie. Appreciate it. And thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's edition, and check out innovationmap.com for the latest Houston startup and innovation news.